This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The final University of Wisconsin System spring graduates will get their diplomas this weekend in a mix of online and in-person ceremonies, capping off a year of unprecedented disruptions thanks to the pandemic and unprecedented social upheaval. Rich Kramer reports the challenges make their accomplishments even more impressive, if somewhat bittersweet.
It looked like a day-long slow-moving parade through the UW-Green Bay campus last weekend. More than 600 graduates with up to two vehicles of family and friends in tow snaked their way past a line of cheering faculty toward the covered entrance of the university's Performing Arts Center.
Graduate, come on up!
Come on down!
There, Chancellor Michael Alexander stood waiting in full regalia for students to climb out for a graduation picture with diploma in hand. In addition to her cap and gown, education major Frances Nazario wore a Puerto Rican flag stole around her neck as she rode up to the stage with her husband driving and two young children in the back seat. Nazario says finishing out her degree during the pandemic was tough, but she's resilient.
I do it for these two little guys. You know, they're my motivation. My husband, who's held down three jobs so I can go to school full time. And it's just been a blessing and a wonderful ride. It really has.
Frances Nazario, education!
For UW-Milwaukee criminal justice major Amelia Heredia, the transition to online classes in spring of 2020 felt messy. She got her bachelor's degree last weekend and is still working towards a master's. She says all the changes due to COVID made her feel disconnected.
It doesn't feel like I'm in college. It just kind of feels like I'm typing away.
As an African-American student, Heredia says she considered taking a semester off because of added stress brought by the murder of George Floyd last year.
Like, being the perfectionist I am, I just was like, I need to push through. As a first-generation student with limited finances, there is nothing to fall back on. Like, this is my road. I just have to deal with these bumps that are being handed to me.
Amber Heidenreich graduated from UW-Superior on Saturday with a double major in criminal justice and political science.
This year has just been horrible.
Heidenreich, who also played for the women's hockey team, says she felt trapped in her room while taking classes and working remotely. Still, she believes social restrictions were warranted after she contracted COVID-19 last September.
I was sick. Like, I couldn't get out of bed for a couple days.
Heidenreich says the effects lasted for months.
When hockey practice started, I could feel that I didn't have the lung capacity I normally did. And so when I would do the workouts, I genuinely felt like I would pass out. And so I'd have to, like, take breaks.
This weekend, Marie Fredrickson of Amory will walk across the stage to get her doctorate in nursing at UW-Eau Claire. It's a second career for Fredrickson, who worked in civil engineering in the Philippines before immigrating to Wisconsin in 2004. As she pushed through the spring and fall semesters with a loaner laptop from the school, she worked in a rural nursing home and hospital.
I remember a winter break when I didn't have school. I was working 120 hours per pay period between two jobs.
Fredrickson says the work was intense and heartbreaking.
I utilized, you know, the telephone just to call their families and, you know, for them to say goodbye. I held their hands. They were not alone at their deathbed, so I know, you know, I made a difference.
UW-Stevens Point Provost Mark Summers says he's proud of everything students and employees did to make it through a challenging year. He says the pandemic took things from us as a society we won't get back.
I think we've all done our best, higher education included, to get done what we needed to get done and to make sure we're serving our stakeholders, and in this case, our students. And, you know, like I said, we're helping them to continue their educational journeys until we can get this pandemic behind us.
For UW system campuses, the heaviest COVID-related restrictions have been eased. And this fall, administrators are hoping to bring back more social and sporting events while holding at least 75% of classes in person this fall. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.